This recording, Philippines 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I was born in Manila, Philippines, the capital region of the Philippines. My mother and her family, though, came from one of the other regions of the Philippines, and they just ended up here. My father is Japanese. My mother and her family speak Ilonggo, which is a different language from the one that's spoken in Manila, Tagalog. My father would talk to me in English when I was young and never really spoke to me in Japanese, not so much. So the first languages that I learned were the ones that we spoke most often in our household, which were Ilonggo and English. I hopped around many different elementary schools, and most of them were international, and I finally settled in an international elementary school until I graduated. And we were all forced to speak English there. The speaking of Tagalog, the local language, was restricted, which I don't think was helpful for me because I wouldn't be able to interact with the locals. And I didn't interact with the locals for a long time until high school, where I went to a public school. So I made the switch from a private to a public school. And that, I think that's where I finally was able to refine my usage of Tagalog. Isa, dua, tatlo, apat, lima, anum, pito, walo, siyam, pulo. Sa Manila, kugin bata, pero kabalo kaya mag-Ilonggo? Kaya puro Ilonggo man ang ginawakal sa mga tao sa Balay Namon sa Manila. Ang nanay ko puro Ilonggo, ang mga yaya ko Ilonggo man ang ginawakal. Ti amo na ang ginaistorya namon sa Balay.